This is Pam, and I'm coming to you from the new podcast for Women Who Stutter, and we're going to be telling our stories. And tonight I'm chatting with a friend, Annetta, who affectionately likes to go by Marie. And Marie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my real name is Annetta, but because I stutter on it, I use Marie. I prefer to confirm use Marie, but I'm from the Caribbean. I was born in Jamaica, migrated to Trinidad and Tobago, where we now reside.
Okay. And earlier we were talking about some of the situations that are difficult for us to maneuver publicly as women who stutter, or just people who stutter. And you had shared with me that sometimes you feel like you're having a panic attack when you stutter.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that. What happens?
Well, I find that I get so helplessly afraid, you know, and I just feel terrified of, you know, of a situation that would make me vulnerable. Like talking to strangers, or having to get up among talking a group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm terrified of that, and it's just really feeling terribly afraid and you know, helpless. It might not be a panic attack, but you know, but, what it's worth. But you know, I do feel, you know, really terribly helpless, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's actually interesting the way that you describe that. You use the word vulnerable. It's kind of like how I felt sometimes. You know, as a person who stutters, you feel like you're just exposed to the world, and your weakness or your inadequacy, you know, shows for the world. And so I can kind of understand what you're saying when you just get, you know, terrified like that, because I was like that too for a long time. I felt afraid of what other people's reactions were going to be.
Right.
Yes. Has anybody ever laughed at you or made fun of you or mimicked you when you stutter publicly?
There are such times, yes, or laugh. I've had, you know, persons who I'm laughed, you know, or look at me like, you know, what is wrong with her? Where is she? You know?
Yeah.
They might not say that, but the look on their face, you know, it's like, you know exactly what they're thinking.
Yeah, exactly. How does that make you feel when that happened?
Well, totally helpless, totally flawed.
Yeah. Have you ever said anything to the person that, you know, laughed at you or gave you the look?
Well, I choose not to at that point because I am, you know, upset. I stutter more, and I really, you know, do not want to make the situation worse. So I just, you know, just take the I'm hurt, and just hope, you know, that it you know, I feel better soon enough.
I can relate to that, because it's happened to me. I think it's probably happened to all people who stutter. People who don't stutter don't always get it. And they do think there's something wrong with us, or, you know, or they think that, you know, we're less intelligent, or we've got an emotional problem. And sometimes I just am afraid of, you know, making it worse by saying something. Or in my case, when I get stressed out about, you know, somebody, you know, teasing me or making fun of me or whatever, I tend to cry. You know, I try not to, but, you know, like immediately when I feel that wave of shame coming over me, I find that my eyes well up and I feel teary, and, you know, then I feel even more flawed, as you said it, because not only have I stuttered and put myself out there and exposed myself, but now I'm crying, you know. And is that just a woman's thing, do you think?
I think, you know, I think that the reason why we, well, women seem to, you know, have a harder time with stuttering is really because of the emotional, some of it is emotional and some is because we, you know, we like things perfect. the home perfect. We like to know that, you know, we're cooking a perfect meal, and, you know, you do like to know that your husband, you know, can handle himself, you know, out there and not say things to Ember. You're always thinking of perfection, of things. Well, maybe not so much perfection, because I try not to think of, you know, perfection. I try to really think of, you know, things being as good as they can be. And there are times when I really don't feel that I'm as good as I, you know, should be.
Yeah. Oh, no, I definitely hear what you're saying, because I think, you know, we both use the word flawed, and, you know, although I don't believe that stuttering is a flaw or makes us any, you know, worse than anybody else, sometimes we just feel that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You had mentioned in interestingly enough that your husband Neil stutters as well.
Right.
And you had mentioned to me that you feel that he handles it much better than you do. What do you mean by that? I mean, does he just seem more confident?
He seems more confident. He makes friends easier. And there's a joke that he makes friends and pass them down to me.
Oh, no.
That's a little joke. He makes friends and he passes them down to me.
Oh.
Yeah. I appear not sociable because I don't talk. People don't readily know me. You know, I have to get comfortable with them first before I let my guard down and then become friend to them. Now I have them as my friends. So it's a process for me.
Well, you know, that's what if Neil makes friends with somebody and then passes those friends on to you and you don't like them? Like,
that is the thing, because some of them are just hard friends. And I said, why are you giving me these? Why are you choosing to give me the ones that are just so hard? It's really a big joke between us.
Yeah, that is kind of funny, because I've actually never heard that before, so. But I think it speaks to, you know, what it's like when you feel like you can't just, you know, say what you want to say when you want to say it, and in introduce yourself easily to other people in social situations.
Yes.
Now, how did you and Neil meet?
Well, we had I graduated high school and realized that I needed to get some top up qualification to be able to, you know, get a job or further my studies. And it so happened that the school I chose, it was already enrolled there. So he told me that from the moment I walked in, I had walked in when the semester had started. I was a little late, so he told me that the minute I walked in, he saw me, you know. And then he just kept his eye, I suppose, on the prize.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I met him from he was 16 pounds. Because, as I said, right out of high school, he started high school young, and so he graduated young. So I met him at 16.
Wow. Yeah. So he knew right away that you were the one for him.
Yes.
Did you know it right away?
No, because I'm a few years older, so I that time when I would think, okay, what am I doing here? He's 3 years younger than I am. What am I doing? But then, you know, you find that, you know, it feels comfortable. It feels, you know, right. So, you know.
Right.
And he's a decent guy. He's quite a gentleman. And, you know, he just had all the qualities. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, one thing happened after the next time. Here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, that brings to mind a question for me. Do you think part of the attraction for each other was because that you both stutter?
Well, actually.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Actually, when I met him at first, it's train really did not show up until later though. You know, I didn't really notice that he stuttered, and you know, it was a while after that I realized that, you know, he spoke with a stutter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I realized that, you know, it was a genuine one. It wasn't him, you know, trying to you know, be somebody else or to mimic me, you know.
Yeah. Now, was he? I mean, before Neil, had you ever met anybody else that stuttered?
Well, apart from my dad, not really. I met a girl at the same school that, you know, I met Neil, and boy, she stuttered so much she could hardly get a fluent word in, and I was just so I was just immediately drawn to that girl, because, you know, she would just sit there all by herself, you know, with you know, no friends and stuff like that, and I really, for someone, you know, dealing with that as well, it might not be as bad as hers is, but I found that I was drawn to her. But she hardly spoke. You know, so I really don't have, you know, much of anything, you know, about her. Mm-hmm. But after Neil, I met others too. Others as well. My father, Thomas, as well, and our aunt that died.
Mm-hmm. So having grown up with a dad that stutters, I mean, did you feel supported as a child who stutters growing up?
No, not really, because I don't think he understand, you know, you know, stuttering to the extent that he could probably support me, you know.
Oh, I gotcha.
He didn't really. He just knew that he stuttered, and one of his seven children stuttered, because I'm the only one who got it. And that time, when I I felt special that, you know, I came directly from his loin, and then there's another time when I was mad, I was cussing, why me alone? Got this thing, I have nobody to even support me, you know, to even walk this road with. Why?
Yeah. So you're one of seven children.
Right. Right.
Where do you fit in the seven?
I am the fifth one.
I come from a big family too. I'm the oldest of six.
Okay. Just one less than me.
Yeah. Yep. And as far as I know, nobody in my family ever stuttered, so I never really knew where I got it from. And actually, I had never met another person who stuttered until just a couple of years ago. So I always grew up thinking that it, you know, I was the only one. Another woman that I talked to recently had shared as well, and you know, that kind of further had me believing that there was something wrong with me, you know, because I had never heard of anybody else, you know, talk like I did. So, are you comfortable stuttering in front of other people who stutter?
Well, it's just because now, since I met you, Pam, and, you know, others who have, you know, interacted on your blog, and I realized that you know, that my difficulties are the same difficulties that everyone has, because there were times when I felt as if I was, you know, overreacting, and people made me feel like I have no problem, I'm just making a mountain out of, you know, a molehill kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I really felt, you know, like I was just magnifying something that never had to be magnified. But then when I met you and the good work you do on your blog, and you know, and see the interaction of others, you know, I realized that it is something, you know, the identical issue that I have is the same that all stutterers have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just now I'm kind of, you know, drawing on your determination, because I see where you're doing such great stuff, you know?
Oh.
And I'm really, really, you know, awed by that, and, you know.
Well, you don't need to be awed by it, but I thank you very, very much for that feedback. You know, interestingly, you know, I'm very honest, and I, you know, I share my feelings for the most part. Interestingly, I find it easier to stutter freely in front of people who don't stutter, in front of fluent people, because then I find that I can explain what it is and do the, you know, talk about acceptance and being okay with it. But sometimes when I'm stuttering in front of other people who stutter, I feel more vulnerable. And that's a hard one for me to figure out.
Yes, because it probably should have been the reverse. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. I think that, you know, and that, right. And maybe it goes back to the whole idea of, you know, feeling self-conscious, and I feel more self-conscious maybe in front of other people who stutter, because we all have the same feelings and we know what it's like. Whereas in front of fluent people, if I'm the only one,
right,
I'm explaining to them, you know, and I have a little, I hate to even say this, but I have a little power, because like
I was just going to say some amount of empowerment.
Yeah. It's kind of funny how that happens, because it should be the reverse, but as it turns out, it's not.
That is true. Yeah. Because I have been in situations where, you know, I feel empowered about, you know, what I'm doing, and, you know, stuff like that, and I find that I'm more you know, fluent when I try to talk.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
you feel like you're in, I think that feeling like you're in control kind of thing.
Yeah. And that is funny because, you know, growing up and being a young adult and an adult who stutters, I've always felt like I wasn't in control. You know, stuttering makes you feel helpless sometimes. And then all of a sudden it's reversed, you know. It's funny. Yeah.
That's why it's so hard to deal with, because you really cannot plan. You really don't know ahead, you know, like on any given day.
Mm-hmm.
All things internal.
Exactly. Now, do you feel that your stuttering in influences you as a woman? I mean, do you feel like it, you know, like it influences your relationship with your husband, your role as a mom, you know, your role with your friends? I mean, does it influence you in any certain way, or have you just come to accept that it's just part of who you are?
Well, I'm still on that road of accepting it, you know, as who I am. It's difficult, you know, to do, and there are still days when I wake up and wish, you know, I never had such a torrent to, you know, deal with.
Yeah.
You know. But now that my son is, you know, I'm at school, I've begin to dread, you know, the PTA things and all of that, where, you know, I would have to go and, you know, and inquire about him, you know, how he's doing in school and stuff like that. I must admit having some, you know, anxieties, you know, about that. But I'm hoping that, you know, I'm on this road of acceptance. But by the time comes, you know, I'll be a little bit more accepting, you know, of who I am.
Now, you had also mentioned earlier that sometimes you've had Neil, your husband, speak for you, and sometimes you even have him still do it. You wouldn't have him do that when it comes to your son, right?
Oh yes, I do. If he's able to come with me to those PTA meetings, I'll push him in front. Yes, but what I find, though, Pam, is that, you know, if I allow him to, you know, to go ahead somewhere in the process of the, you know, the whole meeting or conversation, I'll talk and I'll be, you know, fine. But it's just that first, you know.
You know,
that connection and the first impact that I'm scared of.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate, you know, how honest you're being, because, you know, I'm sure, I mean, we talked earlier. I mean, that's a challenge for you, and it's something that you wish that you didn't do. But yet, right, here you are, you know, freely admitting and making yourself pretty vulnerable, you know, admitting that, you know, that you still have him do that, and that you actually ask him to do it for you. And, you know, I mean, it just means that you're human. You know,
we're
all human, you know, trying to deal with this and make heads or tails of this, and, you know, make our way through life, as, you know,
and be the best we can be.
Exactly. do you ever worry that your child is going to stutter?
Oh my God, listening to Tamara's podcast, where she said that her parents stutter, and I'm saying, oh my God, Tamara stutters. I wonder if my son really will stutter, because I stutter and dad stutter, and then I've been really very, you know, I've been thinking of it the last couple of days since that, even more.
Oh, now, but so he's obviously starting to talk since he's almost three. He must be talking quite a lot.
Oh yes, he is.
And supposing that he does start to stutter, I mean, he'll have two parents that can totally understand him and support him, right?
Right, right, yes. That is the plus, actually. You know,
yeah.
That is really the plus.
Yeah. You know,
and we will try to, you know, I'm instilling him as early as possible that, you know, you're no less of a person, you know, you could just speak differently, because I feel if my parents had given me that validation, then no, I would really not be dealing with the whole issue of acceptance. No.
Yeah.
But I didn't get it at all.
Yeah.
Much like you know, I wasn't you know, told by them to, you know, shut up and stop talking like that. Nothing like that. But still, I didn't get the validation.
Right, right. And that is so important for us, not just as, you know, women who stutter, but as people who stutter. You know, we need that validation. We need to feel like we are okay as we are. And that the world is going to accept us and love us just as we are.
Right.
And yeah, and sometimes we have to work a little harder at that to make that happen.
Right.
I just want to mention, if you don't mind, that I had, after you had found my blog and we started exchanging communication through my blog, I realized that you have a blog as well,
right.
and I just wanted to give you an opportunity, if you wanted to, just, you know, mention the name of it, because it's a wonderful, wonderful blog, and for those of you listening, Annetta or Marie is a wonderful writer.
And oh, thank you.
If you want to just mention your blog, to just put it out there, because you're doing a service for the community as well.
Right. As one who struggled with infertility for over the decade, after I had my son, I decided that, you know, out of my struggles, I should have, you know, others were, you know, going through the same thing. And so I started this blog. The address is Finally a Mom. Finallyamom.com.
Yeah.
www.finallyamom.com.
Well, I hope people find it, and I hope people take some time to look at it, because being a mom obviously is one of the most important things in the world, and you know, you write about your journey of what it took for you to be a mom, and what it's like now, having, you know, the joy of your life in your child, and Mother's Day is this weekend.
Yes.
Sunday is Mother's Day, so Mother's Day must be very special for you every year, huh?
Yes, it really is. I really feel blessed that I now can, you know, look forward to the day, you know, with much joy than before, when I had to you know, look forward to it with dread and with dread and longing, you know.
Yeah.
I now look forward to it with much joy, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, I'm grateful that we had an opportunity to chat like this. You know, women who stutter have so many other titles in our lives. You know, we're people first, obviously, but we're you know, daughters and mothers and wives and teachers and mentors and writers. And, you know, stuttering is just a little part of our lives. But boy, it can sometimes seem like it's the biggest part of our lives, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that we had the chance to chat like this, and you, it was just really good to hear you just open up and be so honest about some of the things that, you know, I'm sure a lot of women, a lot of people who stutter can relate to. Is there any, like, you know, is there one thing that you wish that, you know, people understood more about stuttering? If there's one thing that you could say to the general public that doesn't stutter that would make it easier for you, what would it be? That's a hard question.
Yes, at first it sounded easy, and then I'm thinking about it and say, you know. Well, just understand that, you know, we might stutter, but you know, we're normal people, you know, like anyone else. You know, it's just that we speak differently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be quick to judge us, you know. Even when we look like we're turning blue in the face because, you know, we're not able to get our, you know, thoughts out, or like, you know, there's a twitch or something, you know, just don't, you know, think of us as, you know, anything less. But just trying to communicate, you know, something people who are fluent, you know, take for granted, you know, they just do it so easily.
Yeah. Wow, you just said that so well. It's just, you know, it's just as simple as that. We're just like everybody else, normal people, just trying to communicate. And you know, you're right. It's just as simple as that. And you said it great. That's what it's all about. Thanks.